Hello, buddy. Welcome to another episode of the Up 19 Show. Today, it's going to be real good, guys. So, today, guys, we will be talking about rap. But not any rap. We are going to be talking about the one, the only, drill. So, just a disclaimer, guys. So, on Thursday, or more days, I don't know, I'm gonna get myself a new mic. I'm getting, like, one of those, like, you know, proper, like, ones which attach to your, like, shirt and all that. So, the quality of these videos will be much better. And you guys will be able to enjoy my content. But yeah, bye. So for all of you Americans who live in the South, right, basically drill is a genre of rap, right? You know, you have rap, then you have drill, hip-hop, then you have grime and hip-hop. And then you have, you know, and it's weird, the graphic, really. But yeah, so basically today will be about drill. And if you don't know what drill is, you guys, then I'm going to tell you it now. So, drill was created in 2012 in the good old city of the United States, Illinois, Chicago. Yeah, it was made in the United States, but really, no one really knows about it in the United States that much. Anyway, so the sound of drill is basically a mixture of, like, you know, it's a mixture of hype rap, which is like the type of rap you would like really like. You know, jump and all that too. You know what I mean? It's the type of rap which you would get sweat from. Now, it's a mix with that and with a certain type of beat called trap. Now, trap is the type of, like, beat in the background, which is, it kind of sounds like the little disc on drums. You know what I mean? If you hit the little disc on the drum set, then it makes a zzz noise. You know what I mean? You'd probably know what I mean. But yeah, that's basically trap. It's a mixture of them two, and it's normally in the British Empire. You know what I mean? It's normally just in the United States, Canada, the United Kingdom, Ireland, of course. Then you have Australia and New Zealand. It's basically in the British Isles, or not the British Isles. I'm on about the British Empire, basically. That's where it's formed. But there's a difference between American and Canadian drill to the rest of the British Empire, because in Ireland and the United Kingdom, we have a certain sound, which of course is with our accents. You know what I mean? Now, in West London, there's a man called Diggity. Now, Diggity is 19 years old, but he goes to jail a lot. And there's another guy in North London called RV. He's a drill rapper. And there's another guy, which I don't know where he's from, but I know he's, like, from, somewhere in London. I think south or east, I really don't know. But his name is Russ. Now, them three are definitely my favorite drill artists, to be fair. And also, like, Handy One as well, because Handy One's really good. Yeah, they're good ones, those four. Now, I'll talk about Diggity's now. So, Diggity has a certain, like, you know, like, it's kind of like modern drill, really. It's kind of like, you know, I have the rap in, like, America, you have, like, Comethazine, Lil Pump, You got all these new rappers coming in, which are like in their 20s and all, like their early 20s, late teens, them type of people, you know what I mean? It's basically, Diggity is like that, but in the UK, and it's also a drill, and not just a normal hip-hop, and it's just another part of rap. It's called drill, and all that. So, he's basically a really modern guy, and he is a genius, man. Basically, I'm probably gonna, I don't know if I can actually, but like a music segment, you know what I mean? So, that's basically what I think about Diggity. Now, I'm moving on to RV. Now, RV does not live in RV, as you Americans call it. It's over here, we call it a mobile home. Mobile home. Not a self home. It's a mobile home. So, basically, yeah, it's weird. I don't know why he calls himself RV. But anyway, I think his music is like the hype of the drill scene. Now, I don't know how old he is, but I know he's been to prison quite a lot, actually. And the way he does his drill is the way that, you know, it's similar to Diggity, but in my opinion, he's more hype in the scene, you know what I mean? He does it very, you know, Tony, you know what I mean? He's, like, amazing. Anyway, no describing him. Basically, what he sounds like, he has his own, like, label called Drillers and Trap, and Trapping. I think it's Drilling and Trapping. And that's, like, his record, basically. Now, he's released about 3 albums. He's released Drillers and Trappers 1 and Drillers and Trappers 2, and recently Savage, which is amazing. Intro, amazing. The best intro drill song ever. So, you know. Yeah. So I think he's like one of the OGs in English drill, really. I think he's really good, actually. So moving on. Now, to Russ. Now, Russ, he doesn't really like to call himself a drill rapper, but he does have a lot of, like other things, you know what I mean? I think he has a mixture, I just think he's a normal drill artist, but he describes his music as, like, he's Jamaican reggae type of sound mixed with his English drill sound, and he like puts them together, you know what I mean? And he I don't know how what he called it, but he called it something, and he's like amazing, man. He's like incredible. He turned, you know how the dab was like a really popular dance? Well, basically earlier this year he released a song called Gun Lean. Now it goes, gun lean, man, gun lean. Gun lean on the Beatles wheel. For everyone, boys and girls, flick your shoulder, use them well. Left, right, left, right, left, right, left, right. You know what I mean? Michael Jackson, flick up your leg. Athlete, don't run out of breath. That's your one. I'm talking to the rest. Anyway, so basically, he made like the gun lean dance. And I keep on doing it, even if it's not a drill song, man. It's, like, addicting. It's kind of like, at the moment, the whoa. You know, like, whoa. You know what I mean? It's kind of like the whoa, you know? So, basically, I think Russ is a really cool guy. He's, like, between, like, he's like ASAP Rocky, kind of, like. He's kind of like The Weeknd. He's kind of like The Weeknd, yeah. He's like The Weeknd of the drill. I would say Russ is like. He's like almost OG, but still modern. You know what I mean? Still, you know, trendy and all that. So yeah. Now, Handy One. Now I don't really know too much about Handy One. I know that he just released an album a few days ago, and I've only listened to one song, and it's actually featuring Skeptic, which is called Back to Basics. And I don't know, he's good friends with RV and all that. But I might do a episode just on Handy One. But all I know is he sounds a lot of very similar to RV. So much. I'll tell you now. But he looks nothing like him, but he sounds so similar to him, man. I'll tell you now. Anyway, so there's another guy that I forgot to mention called Losky Loose. Now, Losky Loose used to have a lot of beef with Digga D, but that's like slid, you know what I mean? It's dashed off already, you know what I mean? So that's how basically his music is like. Nah, mean, bruv. So I don't know why I'm saying so too much, man. But yeah. So Losky Loose has released two albums? Yeah. One called Call Me Loose, because his name is Losky Loose, but on the album he's just called Losky. Loose. I mean. So yeah, I don't know. But he also made another album which I forget the name of. Let me just see now. Let's Google. Spotify, man. Don't know what happened there, guys. But yeah, we're back. So basically, the two albums that Losky Loose has released is one, the one, the only, Call Me Loose, that came out in 2018. I think it was early or in the middle of 2018. I don't remember. But anyway. So, and the second album is called Mad Move. Now, that was released early this year, and it is a fire tune, man. I recommend Fashion Avenue. And on Call Me Loose, I recommend Drill and Money and Beef. Money and Beef, Money and Beef. She said that she loved me. I don't know. I know a lot of thing in it, yeah. So yeah, guys. So basically, why I describe, you know, Losky as, I describe him as a modern guy. You know, the same as Digga D. I think. Know what I mean? I think he's really, really talented. The same way he's actually in prison at the moment. Weird stuff. So, guys, if you wanna describe Drill to your friends, you know, I recommend you describe him as this. Tell him that Drill is basically rap, but hyped rap. But there's a catch. It's not just hyped rap. It's also included most of British accents. And also criminal, you know, activities. So basically, if they say what type of people, what are like the type of people who release these, what are the type of people who release drill rap, tell them that it's either criminals or ex-criminals talking about their original crimes. That's basically exactly what it is, really. But yeah. Anyway, thank you guys for listening, and see you later. Also, guys, so, now this is big news, guys. I was thinking, right, as you know, I do podcasts on the music industry every weekend, Friday or Saturday or Sunday. That's what I do. Sometime every weekend, I make a podcast about the music industry. Mainly rap, you know what I mean? I say music industry, it's just the rap industry, really. But yeah, I was thinking, guys. So, my dreams alive, guys, is one, make myself a podcast. I'm successful at that. And hopefully, when I'm older, I'm going to start doing more radio and all that. That's my dreams, really. And another dream is to talk about basketball. Now, I'm not too much of a sport guy. Basketball and some other sports are literally the only sports I really like. But basketball is special. Because basketball is just the best sport in the world. You know what I mean? Brings people together. You know, it's really high paced. Is that a word? I don't know. But it's just, you know, every second counts. If you have like 5 seconds, you can easily get 3 points. If you're like tied or under two, it's a really good game to actually bring family in together and enjoy, you know, other people's kids play as well. It's not just kicking a ball around on a big open field, and you just get like one or two goals. It's kind of boring to me. That is, I prefer basketball because high pace, you know, really fast pace and all that. Anyway, none of that. So, guys, I was thinking of making another podcast on the Anchor.fm, and I was thinking, I think I know what to name it, but at the moment, I'm just going to tell you guys that sometime, not next week, right, the following week, I'm going to make myself a podcast about basketball. Yes. I'm going to have the Up 19 show as my music podcast. I'm going to make another podcast, which, I don't know, some other name, about basketball. Now, thank you guys for listening, and I'll see you guys next weekend with another music industry video.